And you're with Mark Patrick on The Breakfast Show. We received an email the other day at Noongar Radio about, well, it was actually earlier this week, about a plan currently being pursued near Midland by Main Roads in the city of Swan to construct a bridge crossing the wetlands of the Helena River. Now, a petition and a campaign to stop this construction of the Lloyd Street Bridge has been launched, and the petition has almost 200 signatures. Now, the campaign says that there is significant environmental and cultural heritage dangers if the bridge goes ahead. And the project has a Section 18 approval, the same approval that allowed the destruction of the Juukan Gorge. Now, Brendan Sturk is the Greens candidate for Hasluck at the upcoming federal election, but is also part of the campaign to stop the construction of the Lloyd Street Bridge, and I've got him on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Welcome to Noongar Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and good morning, viewers, and thanks for listening in.
Thank you. Okay, can you introduce yourself and your relationship with this area and this bridge being proposed for construction?
Yeah, look, my involvement is on the Greens candidate for Hasluck, and I was alerted about this design by a friend of mine, and I got involved with this project, and I went out and had a look at the area with the people involved, the Lower Helena Association, and I was blown away at what a beautiful bit of bush we've got out there in Midland. And, I got on board from there, and I've been supporting them ever since.
Right. So where is this bridge being proposed for?
It's basically probably the best geographical point, to put it from, is it's just behind the new Bunnings. So it's the Lloyd Street extension. So if you go off Bushmead and you go along Stirling Crescent and you head out that past where the toll depot is, that's where it sits there. So it's this, you know, once in a lifetime bit of wetland. It's the last little bit of wetland in that area.
Right. So this campaign against it's looking like at the moment, are there many people coming on board?
Yeah, look, we had 200 odd people at the rally last Saturday. There's a lot of local interest, and I'll just explain where everything's at. Last night there was a motion put to get to council to put a halt to the bridge and consider a redesign, and that was put by Councillor Jenny Catalano, and we thank her so much. And next Wednesday at council they will vote on whether they're going to consider the halt and the redesign, because what the problem is they want to just go and dump sand on a mud plain, which is not a good idea. And we've offered alternative designs which would allow the animals to move around and not just flat out just kill everything. And putting sand on a mud plain is a big risk to begin with. No one knows whether that's going to work to begin with.
So they're pretty much environmental concerns, aren't they?
Oh, massively, you know, and I think what the City of Swan and Main Roads need to do is just take a step back and really plan it and get it right. Like, you know, we've conceded they're going to put a bridge there, but put the right bridge there is the most important thing. There's going to be so much damage from, and you can imagine, you know, the quenders and the other animals out there not going to be able to move around if there's a big, just a big dump of sand and just a big bridge. So we're sort of pushing for things, you know, bridges with pylons and that. But I'd recommend anyone that wants to go out there to go and have a look at the area. It's beautiful. And the thing that really struck me is that it's an opportunity. If they kept it, you know, and preserved it, people in that work area can go out there in their lunch hours and just sit and enjoy the peace and of the bush. And not to mention the heritage value. This is, you know, this goes back to time immemorial, and I'm sure your viewers will relate to that this is really heritage land. There's a beautiful cave there too and a couple of billabongs, so it's worth keeping.
So this approval process has already allowed for the destruction of those cave and billabong areas, is that right?
No, it's next to it. It's not going to destroy the cave, but if they put that, the bridge in our design, it will damage the billabongs, because basically they're putting, you know, they're going to put sand on those billabongs. The cave will be preserved, but it's not on that path, but it's actually quite close.
So it's mainly the proximity that's the concern, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, how can people get involved with this campaign and what are your next steps?
Yeah, look, I think a really good first step is to check out the Lower Helena Association Facebook page, There's a petition going around there that they can sign, Done with Change. The other thing they can do is, if you get on that page, there's a really, really good video done by local, and that is, it's a very pictorial video of the area and what's going on. Also, write to all the councillors on the City of Swan and come into the council meeting next Wednesday, because a whole heap of us are going to rock up.
Okay.
And find out this decision. But, you know, it's not a done deal yet. I think, like I said before, we need to take a step back and plan it and get it right, and everyone will be happy.
Excellent. Thanks, Brendan. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning.
No worries. Appreciate your time, Mark, and thank you, viewers.